X1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden saying he will withhold certain weapons from Israel if a planned widespread invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza takes place. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
The president says the U.S. will still continue to provide for Israel's defense, like the Iron Dome missile system, but after months of urging Israel to do more to address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, President Biden is adamant if Netanyahu invades Rafah, the U.S. will not supply offensive weapons to Israel.
Biden making that statement during an interview yesterday with CNN. Back on the stand in Donald Trump's hush money trial here in New York, Stormy Daniels, Trump's lawyers, will continue grilling her under cross-examination. TikTok announcing it'll begin labeling content created using artificial intelligence when it's uploaded from certain platforms. The app saying its efforts are an attempt to combat misinformation from being spread. Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, watch out. You're the latest in line for some severe weather today. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is calling out Donald Trump on jobs and the economy. The president was in Wisconsin yesterday to tout Microsoft's plans for a $3.3 billion AI data center in Racine and to develop job training programs.
My predecessor made promises which he broke more than kept, left a lot of people behind in communities like Racine. On my watch, we make promises and we keep promises.
6 years ago, Trump and Foxconn promised 13,000 jobs in the area. Drivers in Wisconsin now have two new choices for license plates. They raise money and bring attention to suicide prevention and spaying and neutering pets. Fees include a $25 tax-deductible contribution. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Pro-Palestinian protesters and UW-Madison leaders are said to be making no progress on demands to divest from Israel. The encampment protest is now in its second week. The Cap Times reports protest organizers presented a proposal to administrators on Monday but did not get the response they wanted. University officials, on the other hand, say protesters walked out of a meeting with university leaders yesterday morning. The Madison Night Market is back and getting bigger. The market has always been on State and Gilman Streets, but this year it's expanding to include part of the Capitol Square. That opens the market up to more vendors. Madison Night Markets are held on one Thursday each month from May till October, from 5 until 9 at night. Tonight there'll be more than 100 artisans and food vendors, plus six different live music acts. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
A Bucks player under investigation. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks guard Pat Beverly being investigated by the Indianapolis Police Department for throwing a basketball into the crowd at a fan heckling him. It actually missed, hitting another woman in the head. When the ball was tossed back to Beverly, a video shows he threw it again at her. Beverly already apologizing for being rude to an ESPN reporter after the Bucks' season-ending loss to the Pacers that night. Baseball. The Brewers host the Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. Christian Yelich back at the DH spot after being out since April 13th with a lower back issue.
It's just nice to be back out there and be able to help contribute instead of just having to sit on the sidelines and watch. You know, it still sucks sitting there just watching, especially you know, when you feel like you can have an impact in certain spots. Just having to sit there is no fun, so it's nice to be back out there.
Yelich 0 for 5 in Kansas City. The Crew losing to the Royals 6-4. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain likely today. We could get a quarter inch of rain or more by the time it winds down this afternoon. And then I think some gradual clearing by late afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 59. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 44. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, an isolated shower in the afternoon. High of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise. No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures. It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at usps.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian, actor, and Wisconsin native Eric Price, and the group Onstage for Cancer stops by to perform live in the studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I seek recognition to give notice of my intent to raise a question of the privileges of the House. The form of the resolution is follows. Declaring the office of Speaker of the House of Representatives to be vacant. This is the uniparty for the American people watching.
The gentlelady will suspend.
Order! We need that English guy. Order! What a clown show. Oh, my God. There was discussion before the show. Do we go with the Curb Your Enthusiasm music or the Veep music? Either one works. I don't. She's like a condom with a hole in it. I don't even get what the point of her is.
I don't even know why they call her.
What is her purpose?
I don't even know why they call her a gentle lady. She's not gentle.
She's a little rough. Looks like yeah. She's been rode hard and put up wood.
Well, she has been.
Catch what
Goodness
I'm saying.
Goodness gracious.
By many CrossFit coaches.
Dudes. Okay. Wow.
Or so maybe even ladies. Who
that
knows?
Happened. Boo.
It's like Snoopy at the...
Wow. What an absolute show of a party. I don't even know. We need a new t-shirt. I wore yesterday. My Republicans really are that. They really are that horrible.
Yeah.
Okay, so Christy, no, it looks like her... I guess you can just play the Veep music for her, too.
Yeah.
It looks like her book tour has been canceled. I don't know why. It's going so well.
Even Megyn Kelly was
yes,
making
Megyn
fun
Kelly
of her.
Yes, Megyn Kelly said she's done.
She made fun of her hair.
Made fun of her hair.
Can I just say, we are not shallow and catty. Like,
oh, I am.
Republic. Oh, you are, but you're a homo. Both Jody and I have gone on record as saying Christy Noem is objectively a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well,
Megyn
you know what though?
Megyn Kelly's so catty. She said, you know, she's toasting the tours or whatever. That's all. But then she's like, oh, and that hair. What's she doing with that hair?
I think it was the shot of her recording the book. Her hair was kind of weird.
Christy Noem used to be a naturally very, very pretty woman.
She guilfoiled herself.
But now she's totally guilfoiled, and it's like. A little too much.
She got them fancy Texas pageant teeth for nothing.
Well, and also her skin looks like it's like thick now.
Can she take those? Can she return those? Like clacky comedy teeth? Can she mail them back to Texas and get a refund? Or maybe I can walk back. Fancy pageant walk back to Texas. Okay.
She just doesn't look natural anymore.
She's beautiful. Whatever.
She's objectively pretty, I would say. Yes.
Something to be said about someone who's a little
too
cold.
She and Hope Hicks, they're beautiful, just, you know, ugly on the inside. Just an ugly, decaying, worm-infested No, that's
okay,
all right.
Okay, okay. Worms.
Can we just say, let's talk about the worms again. Okay, so Hal Sparks, who joins us today, sexy liberal, who will be lighting up the stage at the Barrymore and in Madison,
only
Wisconsin,
a few more
Saturday.
Tickets. Only a few more tickets.
Yes.
Get them.
Get it. Sexyliberal.com. Where was I? Oh, he got to this joke first. He got to the joke first about the worm. He said the worm starved to death. He was the one that said, because it's a brain worm. So the part where it ate part of his brain first, I did not have zombies on my bingo card for 2024. As weird a year as this is.
The thing is, this happened 20 years ago during his divorce. That's when he disclosed it.
Yeah.
Yes. Then some, right. Isn't he supposed to be the healthier, younger candidate?
Right.
And he has...
He's had brain worms for 20
and
years?
And he said cognitive problems because of the...
He has a dead larva of a worm in his brain.
Somebody else said that the worm died of a nut allergy, which is also funny.
He also said he had mercury poisoning, which you had.
Right, I did.
Yeah. So you have something in common with him.
I was having tuna every day for lunch. That's and then a lot of sushi, but fill in your own lesbian joke there. Doesn't matter. Okay. Here's my point. Leave it to Republicans to not only be awful, but just to ruin all the fun. We're having a lot of fun with the brain worm. And this despicable a-hole, a Republican member of, what's his name? Representative Mike Collins, Republican of Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Scumbag. Of course, he made a political assassination joke about a Kennedy.
That's hilarious.
He said you either die a Kennedy with a hole in the brain or live long enough to become a Kennedy with a hole in the brain.
That's just sad and gross.
Did you say that
that gathered
house?
Applause from some MAGA right-wing pundits like Laura Loomer and whatever, because that's, you know, hilarious.
Say that on the floor of the House?
Why is it always about death? Why are there quote-unquote jokes always about death?
And his own, it's not even just that he's a Kennedy. It was his own father was shot.
Yeah, and it's almost the anniversary of one of the anniversaries of Robert Kennedy's assassination. I literally feel like they're trying to out-awful each other. It's like, oh, you shot a puppy in the face. Well, hold my beer. Right? I mean, really? I'm going to vote against cancer research because I'm like, oh, my God.
There's a certain right-wing talk radio element that loves that sort of thing.
Well, I mean, look at speaking of joke, that was supposed to be a joke. Commander meet Cricket.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's always about murder or death or something horrible that they, you know. And we always say with Republicans, the cruelty is the point, you know, but like, I don't even know what to say anymore that apparently even for Megyn Kelly, this was too much. The cruelty is the point, but just you should lie about it, I guess, is their usual play. Megyn Kelly said she's done. She's toast. I mean, Trump likes her because she's been in his camp since very early on. He likes that. But Trump, say what you will about him, is not dumb. Yes, he is. And he knows she's a loser and she'll hurt his ticket and violate the number one rule. The only rule is picking a vice president who is do no harm.
Right, what Daddy? Mr. Goldwater
Papa,
meant
can you
to
hear
say.
Me?
What Barry meant to say.
No, that was Barry up on the ticket. My dad was the janitor.
Yeah.
Which is weird because his dad was a janitor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, she said, what's that weird extra oomph of glam that she's doing? Her hair? I don't know. And then she said, and she's got about as much truth in that head of hair as she does in the book. She's trying. God, Megyn Kelly's just
have you seen
catty.
Megyn Kelly's hair?
Very catty.
Have you seen Megyn Kelly's hair?
They all have that same fox hair.
It's stringy.
Oh, dear.
She needs some volume.
Yeah, oh, you're dear. Right. It is thinner than it
It is.
Be.
Although we fully support her SiriusXM colleague here. Okay.
I'm sure her show is wonderful. I do actually tune into her from time to time.
Okay. All right.
So.
Oh, should we get to my hate mail?
Oh. Did we get caught in the shrapnel?
No.
Okay, then. Let's do it.
Let's read it.
No, some people are pro new ring light and some people are anti. Everybody's got an opinion. A lot of people love the Ali Velshi interview.
I loved it.
I did, too. I thought it was great.
It was our,
thank you very much.
It was
thank
our happy
you.
Hour extra yesterday. So
was
if you'd
it?
Like
thank
to hear
you.
It again.
He is a delight, and I thought it was a fantastic,
I thought so too.
Fun conversation. Rain begs to differ.
Oh.
Ali Velshi interview. Your joke was rude. Not even funny at all.
Huh? Which joke?
She didn't say. But at least you let him talk about his book for a second before you stepped on him, so that's something. All right.
She doesn't like your interview style, Stephanie.
Thanks for that. Can I just say I already hate everyone this morning? I don't know why. Because guess who was on Morning Joe just before I came down?
Hillary
Clinton. Have I ever mentioned that I will die mad about what happened in 2016?
No, I've never heard that before.
Specifically on Morning Joe?
Okay. I've never heard that before.
There she was, warm, lovely, brilliant, smart, laughing, lovely, presidential.
Mm-hmm. Laughing.
Yeah. Successful Broadway producer now. Mm-hmm. I can't help but flash back to them beating up on her. Mm-hmm. Sorry, not just them, but the media had a lot to do with what happened in 2016. And it's just letting Donald Trump call in and, oh, ho, ho, Donald. I'll never forget both of them just chuckling it up with Trump. Oh, this is so fun. Oh, my God. And now the New York Times, right? They're like, by the way, when they're like, oh, what are we supposed to be, a campaign of the Biden, the arm of the Biden camp? No. But you're supposed to order bad coverage because you're in a snit because he won't do an interview with you? How is that journalism? I'm just so sick of, like, you know, whatever, it's John Stewart or whoever, like, oh, am I supposed to work for the Biden campaign? No, we've never gotten a dime from the DNC or a Biden campaign or any other campaign.
Hillary's never been on this show, and we've been extraordinarily nice to her.
Thank you.
Historically.
But it's just everybody, you get accused immediately of, like, being on the dime of XYZ. But do you think we'd be working here? I can't even cover those wires properly. Look at this thing. I can't put it anywhere else because it's going to collapse. Anyway, what was my point? Clearly, I'm not taking any money from anyone. Okay. I'm in a mood. Also because of... What did Tristan Snell tell us? This is what Donald Trump does every time since 110 billion years ago, is go after the prosecutor. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, so now what, the Georgia Court of Appeals is going to hear yet another ridiculous appeal about removing Fani Willis over her personal life. And then this, oh my God, Judge Engoron under investigation for, so some, I'm going to guess, Trumpy lawyer. This is so ridiculous. The judge who ordered Trump to pay hundreds of millions of dollars in the civil fraud case is now under investigation. A high-profile New York real estate lawyer. Oh, gee, I wonder who he likes. Mm. Whose law license was once suspended, said he approached the judge presiding over Trump's civil fraud case to offer unsolicited advice about a law at issue in the case. The judge denied impropriety and said he was wholly uninfluenced by Mr. Bailey. I think he made one same ridiculous argument that Trump and his attorneys tried to, or something. Mm-hmm. How is this? This is the problem. Is it because anybody can just go like, oh, well, now they need to be under investigation. Now we need to throw out the whole case or judgment or whatever. I hate everybody so much. Oh, except for Paula Poundstone, who at least is honest. She tweets, Dear Stephanie Miller of The Stephanie Miller Show, I have something to confess to you. I so love your messed up phone system. I have personally gone onto your house to chew wires manually many times. Hello? Hello? Well, something we didn't think of. Check for rats. Didn't check for legendary comedians in my crawl space, did I?
That's your fault. That's on you.
Okay. M. McConnell, as I've loaded for bear as I am, said, I haven't gotten over my outrage that a white Republican judge and white Republican lawyers were able to buy an insurrectionist traitor time to avoid responsibility by smearing a black woman DA for dating a colleague. A grotesque injustice and disgusting episode. Mm-hmm. I hate everyone except you two.
You hate us.
No.
No, you do.
No.
No, you do.
I'm having a sexy liberal tour stress dreams. Look, I look like I slept on a heating grate. I'm only two shows in. So listen, if you love America, go to sexyliberal.com. Also, Live Nation, our fantastic partners, Live Nation and S2, this is concert week.
It is.
They do this every year. Yep. For a week, they put all of their shows, including ours, on sale in select cities.
Uh-huh.
So you got to check your city because it's up to the venues and whatever.
Right.
I basically, remember how I've always been like a figurehead, like the queen, like I have no real job here? It's even less now.
Yeah.
It's a really like a big professional tour. I have no idea. I have nothing to do with anything. I just show up and I tell the fart jokes.
The vast majority of cities that you're going to are on sale for $25 just this week.
Right. And that's all of it. So if you go to, where is it? LiveNation.com/concertweek.
Yes.
And in some markets, it depends on the venue. They can be even less. But for all the people that, you know, could only afford the virtual show and can't go to a live show, this is really exciting for us.
It is.
We've tried to keep ticket prices low as it is.
Right.
But this is like this now is the time to do it. It is until this coming Wednesday,
right,
correct?
We started
yesterday.
Right.
Live Nation did.
Yeah,
and
then, doing it for a week.
Yeah, so go.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you still want the VIP packages, merch, and hotel deals in each city,
yes,
go to sexyliberal.com.
Right. Yes, that's where the VIP is a separate ticket this time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
So go there. Please. By the way.
Well, the VIP is
a letter.
An add-on.
I've got a letter I got to read to you when I get back about you've
got
to go to the VIP this time.
Yeah.
We need it. We need it. Yeah. We need the hugging and the crying and the laughing.
The VIP is an add-on package to the ticket that you buy.
Right. Yes.
So yes. I just want to make that clear.
Exactly. Except the only, sorry, this is like, I feel like we're a disclaimer on a package of potato chips, but Chicago is not part of the Live Nation tour technically because that went on sale a long time ago because it's the special DNC show. So that is the way we normally did things. So just go to sexyliberal.com
for
the Chicago August DNC show.
Yes.
Okay.
Are we done with the disclaimers?
Just talking about it. I haven't even done. I've only done two cities of the 15, and I'm like.
Some settling may have occurred.
Oh, in me. Okay, 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by, can I just tell you how much easier touring is with my cozy earth pajamas?
Oh,
at least
yeah.
I have some softness from home.
Yeah.
Some people even bring their sheets. That's kind of easy.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, you can't. If you, hotel sheets, it doesn't even matter if you're at a really, really nice hotel. I'm telling you, they're not cozy earth sheets. This is why they made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. You can have soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com. Use my exclusive code Miller to save 35%. Made with viscose from bamboo. Famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser-grade hotel bedding. Cool, decadent softness. Ooh.
Oh.
Guess what's fun to travel in? The what you call it? The joggers, the Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and pullover crew. Oh, so soft. You can be all snuggly all the way there.
Yeah.
Use my code Miller at CozyEarth.com now for 35% off. The code is Miller, 35% off, CozyEarth.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, don't worry, sweetie. I think I know how to whip up an audience just short of a frenzy.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
We are all here to save the world.
We're on a mission from God.
Stephanie Miller, Sexy Liberal, Save the World comedy tour is underway. And now, Madison, Wisconsin.
Adorning Wisconsin.
Saturday, May 11th at the Barrymore Theater.
Well, I got this kicked out of me in Wisconsin once. Forget it.
Starring Stephanie Miller.
I know. I'm excited, too, because I was just elected Speaker of the House of Representatives.
John Fugelsang.
80's fine with me. I'll take the old guy who needs another nap over the old guy who needs another defense attorney. Do you know what I'm saying?
Comedy duo Frangela.
Seeing the House Republicans out petty every white girl slumber party that has ever happened.
And Hal Sparks.
Poor Jesse Lottie Ventura. To have his accent taken and watered down by Mike Pillow so egregiously.
Special VIP tickets get you meet and greet access to the stars after the show. May 11th in Madison at the Barrymore. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour. Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. The best way to get out of debt is to know what motivates you. Do you love like a quick win you can celebrate, or the satisfaction of doing the best money math? Well, if it's quick wins you want, go for the snowball method of paying off debt. First, you focus on your debt with the lowest balance. Make the minimums on everything else, but use every extra dollar to pay off your lowest balance first. Then boom, use the motivation from that win to start paying off the next thing. Or if it's the best money math that really moves you, use the avalanche method. Focus on the debt with the highest interest rate. You still pay all the other minimums, and you use all your extra money to pay off that loan first. With Avalanche, you pay less money overall. You know, paying off debt isn't just math. It's about what's going to keep you going. And I'm rooting for you. For more help with credit debt, go to workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it's the Karen in Chicago show with her trusty sidekick, little Steffi Miller. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning. Okay, so if I have a little bit of time here, I just wanted to ask you guys, I've been dying to ask you guys if you've been tuning into John Mulaney's live show. Everybody's in LA.
I saw a couple minutes, and yeah. I was done after all the homophobic jokes on the What's his name?
Oh yeah.
Tom Brady roast. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Can
I just make a point to my friend here, Chris LaVoy? Because he was talking about, like, it really is male. Like, the jokes are about being, you know, it's like that macho locker room stuff that guys like Chris have put up with all their life. Like, because I have to be honest, like, I've never really experienced homophobia. And this is why, like, you know, our friend Shelley Wright, I always loved what she said about it's important for those of us that can hide not to. Right. Because, you know, like pretty women like her, she's never, you know, she didn't experience homophobia before she came out, you know. And so it just, I don't know.
Right.
I just was struck by it because I thought, you know, all I've gotten is jokes about three ways when a guy finds out I'm gay. Whereas like gay men like Chris have put up with this kind of towel snapping bull their whole life.
Well, I got called, you know, the F word, you know, way before even I figured it out. So, you know, everybody else sussed it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like. Yeah.
I didn't realize in 2024, it's still a punchline for a guy to
absolutely.
Be gay. That clearly, first of all, is not gay. Like Tom Brady or somebody. It's like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Wouldn't that be horrible?
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Well,
sorry, Karen.
First of all, I mean, I wouldn't watch anything that has anything to do with Tom Brady, number one. Number two, it's like this whole thing about these men being so, you know, like even Jerry Seinfeld, you know, where it's like, oh, we're being canceled. It's like, no, you guys don't understand. It's not
and he blames the left. He specifically blames the left.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
This is the thing. I'm assuming that as human beings, we progress, right? That's where we want to go. We want to progress. And so just because something was funny in the 90s, we've moved beyond that. The market is changing and you adapt to the market. So if people don't want to tune in and pay for your tickets to see your show, well, then that's it.
Yeah.
That's just the consequences and it's a free market.
Right. It's entirely up to the audience to buy the tickets.
And by the way, that's why I actually love the John Mulaney horse in a hospital bit because it was funny, but it was, you know, perfect about the sort of, what's the word? The, insanity that we're living through of Trump. I mean, I think Jimmy Kimmel, Colbert, Seth Meyers are doing some of the best work of their lives. And they're not, you know, killing comedy from being by the left. They're just commenting really accurately about these crazy times we're living in, and that Donald Trump is even a possibility again. 29 minutes after the hour, Carl Frisch next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans say they're tired of fighting with other members of their own party. All five GOP representatives from Wisconsin voted against removing Mike Johnson as Speaker Wednesday. The Republicans' right wing wanted Johnson out over recent bills approving government spending and aid to Ukraine. Former Wisconsin Congressman and U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Donald Trump has nowhere to go but down, but that President Biden needs to work his way up.
Trump can't win, but Biden can lose, meaning Trump's polling at his peak pretty much in all the swing states. He's basically polling at the best he has, at the best he can get, and Biden's underperforming everywhere.
Ryan handicapping the presidential race at the Milken Global Institute conference this week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is news from WMDX Madison. Two Madison La Follette High School students faced charges after an armed robbery on school grounds last week. Police say one group of students met another to buy vape pens, but that one of the groups flashed a gun and stole the vapes. A 16-year-old student was arrested later off campus for armed robbery. An 18-year-old was arrested at the school after police say they found a backpack with a handgun, ammunition, and marijuana. The baseball teams at Middleton and Sun Prairie East High Schools will play a special game for charity next week. The 10th annual Strikeout Cancer Game will be a week from tonight at Summit Field at Sun Prairie East High. There'll be raffle drawings during the game, and you can win prizes. Money raised will go to support American Family Children's Hospital's pediatric cancer research. The game has raised $177,000 since 2014. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Sydney Sweeney is certainly not afraid to take on unique roles. She recently played a nun in Immaculate, and according to IndieWire, she'll play boxer Christy Martin next. Martin was the most famous female boxer in the 90s, whose life spiraled out of control after she won the welterweight championship. The project is currently untitled and will be produced by Sweeney's company 50/50. It appears Sweeney is trying to take on roles that de-emphasize her looks. Word on the street is she is lobbying hard for the role of Sloth in the Goonies remake. Kate Hudson not only believes in ghosts, she says she can see them, and so can her mom, Goldie Hawn. She told Howard Stern when she was younger she saw ghosts just like in the movie The Sixth Sense. When Stern questioned her about the afterlife, she said it will probably be more scientific than people think, but weird and beautiful. I bet the afterlife is beautiful, as long as we don't have to sit through How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days or You, Me, and Dupree. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain likely today. We could get a quarter inch of rain or more by the time it winds down this afternoon, and then I think some gradual clearing by late afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 59, the wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 44. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, an isolated shower in the afternoon, high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Vive la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we celebrate nurses. The people that take care of us. It's National Nurses Week. Tune in. We'll join you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Punching up and not down. Right. Just saying. SexyLiberal.com. I mentioned I was going to read this letter real quick just because there's always one letter that makes me cry, but realizes, you know, makes me realize why we all need each other. And I get some of my sanity, too, from the other comedians. Like Karen said, she gets all her news from comedians because it's the only people who make you feel like you're not taking crazy pills, right? Mm-hmm. Kathleen, who I know, I remember from Chicago, said, Steph, I'm not sure if you remember us, but my son, who was in a wheelchair, and I attended a number of your Sexy Liberal shows, both in Madison and Chicago. I do remember, Kathleen. He always made sure to give you a kiss. He had such a crush on you. I will send you some pics in a separate email in case you don't recall us. Last Thursday, my beautiful, loving, smart, courageous, funny, my heart, my son, Robert, passed away from colon cancer. I'd like to thank you, Hal, John, Frangel, and all the Sexy Liberals for bringing him so much joy through all the years. We both always enjoyed your shows and visiting with you afterwards. Kathleen, I'm so sorry. I do remember him. He was a sweet, sweet kid. And it's just, that's the kind of stuff that happens at Sexy Liberal, at the meet and greets. People share, you know, their parents' journey with Alzheimer's and losing them, like I did with my mom, and, you know, just other really personal stuff that, because we're all going through stuff on top of this relentless, just chaotic, it's not even a cycle anymore, right? Yeah. What is it, 8 years?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, so it's, you know what? It's because of guys like this I can survive. This guy.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Hiya, Carl. Hi.
Good morning. I've been thinking a little bit this week about a few converging news stories. Do you think that Kristi Noem now wishes that she talked to Donald Trump about rolled up magazines or
That is comedy. You piece together in a beautiful tapestry all of the main stories.
Coming out with a new album, Tapestry, later this week.
Yeah, it's just, it really is hard, though, to get your mind around how awful this version of the Republican Party is. We were just talking about this latest Republican that made a Kennedy assassination joke. Just when we're all having fun with the brain worm, you're like, oh, God, really? You just have to make everything awful? I mean, okay.
Also, like, I shouldn't read the New York Times without a warning in the article that says, what you are about to read, you will never be able to, wash out of your mind.
Yes.
I did not need to know about spanking Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, and I made a joke about it, famous presidential quotes, you know, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. That's not what your country can do for you. Can you spank me with a rolled up magazine with my face on it? It's Carl, it's funny because it's the only way we can survive it, but it's also so sad for just America and the presidency, isn't it? It's just gross what we're witnessing.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Carl froze. He froze in horror.
Oh, no.
He froze.
He agrees.
Yes. Yes. Oh,
there we go.
Go ahead.
Not to be, I'm not sure what's up with our internet of late, but,
Really? Must the internet take Carl?
The beat much full at this point.
You know what? We missed it pretty much every word. There,
all right,
Carl.
Try one more time.
Better without the video.
There.
Can you see them?
Yeah.
It's better.
I will work on a hardwired approach for the future.
Okay.
I'm just saying that the bingo card is full. The cup runneth over at this point. The last 4 years plus the 4 years of Trump, every conceivable crazy thing that could happen with the right in this country has happened.
Yeah.
These court cases to others and everything in between.
I mean, Carl, who is this? Ms. Resistance Stevie tweets, Steph, Wednesday you read a tweet by Black Knight asking what kind of guy tells a woman he's about to sleep with she reminds him of his daughter. The same man who sat next to Howard Stern while he commented on his daughter being a piece of ass and says nothing. Mm-hmm. I remember that, Carl. And I don't know about you. My dad would have punched him. The level of indecency was already so low. And this is like a zillion years ago, right? When can you imagine, you know, I don't know. It's hard. Like I say, it's hard to imagine him getting grosser, but he does.
Well, I think what we liberals get wrong is that the Christian right does not support Donald Trump because he's a Christian or because he does Christian things. Mm-hmm. They support him because they're not Christian. And all they care about is the far right agenda being advanced. And so whatever vessel is capable of doing that for them, they will support.
Yeah. By the way, Chris, I know what you were thinking. Is that hypothetical doesn't really work because I was never a piece of ass.
Well,
so I would look more like a little Armenian boy with a unibrow.
You've had a spectacular
so
ass.
So Howard Stern would never have said I was a piece of ass.
Oh. He did say you were attractive once.
Thank you. That's good enough.
All right.
Okay. But Carl, you know,
you say he said she was attractive, or he said you were attractive once.
He said once that she was attractive.
Thanks to Jenny Sol and Dr. Nicole, I grew out of the Armenian boy phase.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Carl, I don't. Rick Wilson tweeted it. Number one, heroin, sex addict, brainworm guy. Two, diaper felon, rapey dictator guy. Three, Joe Biden. Any questions? I mean, as I was saying, I didn't have zombies on my bingo card for 24, but apparently the worm has also eaten part of Bobby Kennedy's brain. And he's running as the younger, healthier alternative
right.
to, yeah,
right.
okay, Joe Biden.
Well, and you know, he's got the billionaire running mate to match. Mm-hmm. You cannot predict this. What you can predict is that one thing is true of this election that's been true of every election of late, which is that simply showing up to vote is not enough. And, you know, the outcome that people fear can be a reality if they don't do more than vote.
Yeah. This is how horrifying this morning's headline, Barron Trump to enter politics as Florida delegate at the GOP convention.
Does that make him fair game?
It does.
Pardon? Does that make him fair game?
Yes, it does.
He's 18. He was picked by the Republican Party as a delegate to the RNC.
There you go.
Yeah, he's fair game now. He threw his hat in. He's
he
fair
did.
Game.
Oh, boy. He did.
Okay.
He's an adult. He can do it.
Okay.
I don't think any of these kids should ever be fair game, but I think using your child as an excuse in court and then not following through on your stated objective is pretty reprehensible.
I got to say, Angela Claire tweets, isn't it ironic that Trumpistas keep complaining about how Democrats stole 2020 from them? Well, in a courtroom in New York, there's more and more proof that Trump stole 2016 from Hillary Clinton. Madam Secretary, please sue him for defamation within an inch of his existence. I was saying, Carl, I got set off because she was on Morning Joe. And Mika's like, and our good friend Hillary Clinton. I'm like, really? When did that happen? Because you treated her like crap in the 2016 election. It was, you know, not they weren't the only ones, Carl. But oh, my God. You know, and let Trump literally phone it in every morning and just yuck it up with him. And it just, I don't know when, I'm hoping this has stopped being funny to people, Carl, what we're staring down the barrel of. We are cricket. That's what I'm trying to say.
I think for most people, it's not funny at all. It's terrifying. Yeah. And it's anxiety inducing. And, you know, the only way through it is to not, you know, be an ostrich and put our head in the sand. The only way through it is to face it head on and push through it together so that, you know, in November we wake up and Joe Biden has been reelected.
Carl, what's going to matter this election cycle? Do we have this audio? Hold, please.
Which one?
So the, what do you call it? Marjorie Taylor Greene made a motion to vacate. Democrats had to help save their latest horrible speaker. And then they're on the floor. Eight. Here we go. This is what they're doing. Debbie, let's go.
I was proud to lead the House Republican effort to protect our gas stoves. And I am proud again to lead this effort to protect our home appliances.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The war on appliances, Carl. Meanwhile, the president was in Wisconsin saving the millions of jobs that Donald Trump promised to. President Biden announces $3.3 billion investment in Wisconsin that will create thousands of jobs on the exact same site where Trump promised a major plant and then failed to deliver. Yep. We're going to I'm going to Wisconsin tomorrow, Carl. And this is people remember this hit there. 83,500 jobs left Wisconsin, the president said during my predecessor's term, but that's not on my watch. Thus far, since I've come to office, we've created over 178,000 jobs in Wisconsin, and we're creating thousands more here in Racine. Hopefully, will anything that used to matter still matter, Carl?
I don't know. I thought that the comments about appliances was remarkably poignant and consistent. My understanding is that they're most concerned about egg beaters. As a possibility that one of the eggs in the dozen could be a fertilized embryo.
I see what you did there. Look at you weaving all the big stories together in a delightful comedy tapestry again.
That's what I'm here for.
Yep.
And not for scrambled eggs. But look, when they've accomplished so little, they will grasp at straws to try and sound like they've done anything of substance. Yeah. And they have. I will say that I've never been so happy for bipartisanship than to hear the booing of Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yes. Exactly. I mean, I don't even know what to say of this hot mess of a party where, you know, they think joking about puppy shooting and Kennedy assassinations counts for humor, right?
Well, it doesn't just count for humor, right? We've talked before about how right-wing humor is how much you can offend the left.
Right.
Right. And cruelty being the point. And I think Kristi Noem's book is a textbook textbook of how that is supposedly done. And people keep saying on cable news, why didn't her people catch this? Are you kidding me? Her people helped make this happen because they assumed that, being a governor who would shoot their own dog would rankle the left and therefore earn her supporters on the right.
Yeah.
It hasn't been for her, but
That's what Chris always says. Own the libs, right? Don't underestimate. Yeah. I mean, can I have my tiniest of violins? Just this last story before you go, Carl. This is a tragedy. Fox and Friends meltdown over Boy Scouts changing their name to the Boy Scouts are dead. Boy Scouts of America announced they'll officially be changing their name to Scouting America 5 years after they started admitting girls into the once boys-only administration. Fox News hosts are warning the quote-unquote tragedy. They bemoaned the 114-year-old institution for changing their policies to become more inclusive. Oh, my God, inclusivity. One of them described an even more devastating consequence. What will become of the cookies? Won't someone please...
Those are Girl Scout cookies.
He said maybe some scout will sell you cookies and you won't know. Hey, are these Girl Scout cookies? I don't know. We can't call them Girl Scout cookies. They're just cookies.
Oh, that's tragedy.
Yeah. Appliances and what they call your
like
cookies. Pardon me?
They make it sound as if they presume they've created policies that allow Girl Scouts to be working in the factories making the cookies. it's ridiculous. I was in scouting. My sisters were in scouting. People should be happy that anybody is still joining these organizations and allowing them to continue to exist.
Yeah.
Part of the equation here.
Yeah. It's I keep saying, just fictional, stupid issues that don't affect anyone's lives. You know, are the M&M's shoes make her humble enough? I mean, I just can't anymore. When we're in facing such an existential crisis, Carl Frisch always says, if you have energy left on election day, you're doing it wrong. All right, Carl.
Well, you're so tired, you can hardly wake up the day after the election.
That's right. Thank you, honey. See you next week.
Thanks, Carl.
Right. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Genucel and my new ring light. Okay. I just, it has been supporting the big lie. Look at you. Look at you, you fresh-faced little ingenue.
Oh.
And you do. Look at, we all smile at each other with our Genucel faces.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just telling you, this is the time to do it. Genucel is celebrating their 25th anniversary by giving you an extra 25% off their already awesome Mother's Day sale prices, making this Mother's Day sale Genucel's biggest sale ever. I cross-train my face, Chris.
Oh.
I like to, yeah, like facial confusion, like muscle confusion. It's good for you.
So you cross-train
I sometimes do immediate effects under my eyes, and I sometimes do the Gen 90 for okay. under-eye wrinkles and the forehead wrinkles.
So this isn't the same kind of cross-training as Marjorie Taylor Greene?
No. Okay. No, it not does not involve having sex with anyone else's husband.
Got it.
Ew.
Okay. Allegedly. Okay, or is it? Okay, anyway, my point is, we love our Genucel XV every morning, don't we? Celebrate that special woman in your life this Mother's Day with the world's best skincare, once-in-a-lifetime prices. For a limited time, get 70% off, plus that extra 25% anniversary discount off top-selling packages during Genucel's Mother's Day sale. Once the sale's gone, it's gone, baby, gone. Genucel.com/Stephanie right now and get a free spa box with two bonus gifts and free shipping. That's Genucel.com/Stephanie.
In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets, so I take my buttery soft cozy earth bedding with me to elevate my summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. And you can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com right now. Use my exclusive code Miller to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser-grade hotel bedding. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. I just tuck my Cozy Earth sheets into one of their adorable totes and go globetrotting. Got a long flight coming up. Temperature regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure luxurious bliss. Don't forget, use my code Miller at CozyEarth.com for an exclusive 35% off. The code is Miller for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage. CozyEarth.com.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
When you finally find your person, you call the one. The search for a truly extraordinary piece of jewelry that embodies all that they are, it can be difficult. That's why the team at Goodman Jewelers in Madison is the place to call. With an award-winning goldsmith on staff, creating a custom, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that reflects every unique detail comes easy. Together, you'll walk through the design process to bring your vision to life. Call 608-257-3644 and trust that Goodman Jewelers will create a treasure you and your loved ones will cherish for generations to come.
Hi, this is Gordy from Kopke's Greenhouse near Oregon. Mother's Day is just around the corner and our greenhouses are bursting with color. We grow over 13,000 hanging baskets and over 1,000 patio containers. Whether it be for your mother or the mother of your children, we've got you covered. We are open till 7:30 weekdays and Saturdays till 6. You can also order gift cards on the web at kopkesgreenhouse.com. That's K-O-P-K-E-S greenhouse.com.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Tim.
Sherry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The weather impacts everything, and the history of windmills includes using the weather. In this case, the wind, to help mill grain and pump water. The modern windmills that you see across Wisconsin today are often called wind turbines. These still use the wind, but now it's to produce electricity. And a new study shows that turbines can also lower the daytime temperature while keeping it warmer at night. The moving air protects crops from frost. It's a weather-ready fact. And Saturday, May 11th, is National Windmill Day. If you really want to celebrate, save June 5th through the 9th. Because it's Windmill Days in Baldwin, Wisconsin, a celebration of Dutch heritage and the windmills in the village. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I was finishing putting Dr. Marty's in the bowl, or those little dogs will kill me.
All right.
I've already explained how two 10-pound dogs take up more space in my bed than the two previous 100-pound dogs I had.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how they do it. I'm going to guess Dr. Marty's is the difference.
It is.
Right? I thought I was feeding my old dogs a premium dog food, meat meal, the first ingredient.
I sucked
as a mother.
Yeah, that's not
good. They didn't have the strength to push me out of bed.
But these now they
little,
do.
These little effers. Strength of like a sled team. Dr. Marty's, I'm just saying, the best food in the world. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries, antioxidants.
Oh.
All of it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, blueberries.
Yummy.
Jody seemed very intent about this whole, she was very, I like I'm a scientist. I know, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Marty is, though.
Superfoods. Yeah. Yes. Forbes magazine has called Dr. Marty the miracle worker. Why? Because this is the miracles he's performed with dogs. Superfoods, I'm telling you. I did a health reset myself with superfoods. This is what I would feed real children if I had them. But my, you know, personality is too objectionable to have that. But dogs love you no matter what.
True.
And I'm the best dog mom ever now because of Dr. Marty. Thank you, Dr. Marty. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. You get 54% off your Nature's Blend right now, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. If you go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511, message and data rates may apply. 56 minutes after the hour, sexy liberal Hal Sparks coming up, Dr. Doom and Dana Goldberg.
Yep.
That's a lot of sexy, a lot of liberal.
It is.
Is all I'm saying. One legal analyst was talking about the Stormy trial. She said, I guess they realized how devastating she was, so all of a sudden it's too prejudicial, move for a mistrial, everything's different. That's what cross-examination is for, by the way. That's how you know it went well, if they're trying to seek a mistrial.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's always going to be whining and screaming. It's Trump,
yeah.
And right, and his stupid attorneys. And like you said, Jody, he sustained. In fact, he actually, I think, was kind of needling Trump's lawyers to do a better job.
Yeah.
He sustained, how... whatever in detail her testimony was.
Mm-hmm.
But you were saying, where's the grounds for appeal when he sustained
objections
to, oh, this is too much detail,
right,
or whatever. He seemed, if anything, overly protective of Trump, given that he, a porn star. That's what this trial is about. And you're going to put the porn actress on the stand. You have to testify to what the thing is he was trying to cover up. Anyway. Sunday Divine says, Aileen Cannon makes me wish I had more middle fingers.
Oh.
Love that. She also said, Trumpism is like climate change. It's already here. It has done irreparable damage. And even if we take action now, we will be dealing with its impact for the rest of our lives. It's so true. That is so true and so depressing. Real quick, Marie in Atlanta. Hello, Marie. Go ahead.
Good morning. A little quick tea on the Fannie Willis situation.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
As an attorney, I get a lot of campaign donation type emails, including ones from judges.
Yeah.
And I noted with interest that one of the campaign donation, one of the chairs for Judge McAfee, is former Governor Roy Barnes, who was the governor and Democrat, by the way, that Fonny had asked previously, and he said he rejected it because he didn't want to have security for the rest of his life.
Oh, right.
More important.
Thank you. Exactly. Dr. Doom next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll have rocker along with the president of the Madison Blues Society, Steve Porter. Join us.
The John and Gordy Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic